Don't do that.
Don't act like an iceberg all your life. Look, we love each other, don't we?
Yes, but after all.
After all what?
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the August 3rd edition of Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. I know we were all expecting the Hound, James Marshall, to be here. Unfortunately, he is ill, and he won't be able to make it to the studio today. But stay tuned. We're definitely going to reschedule our nice little interview that we had set for today. So instead, this is the Hoboken Sound episode to commemorate the recent six-year anniversary of Maxwell's unfortunate closing, my favorite club of all time, a great club which had a very distinctive brand of music emerge out of its halls in the early to mid-1980s. And we kicked it off with The Vines. This band only released one EP, Walk the Floor, and we heard the song Blue and Gray. It was released in April of 1988. Features great guy, Alero Guerrero, and he reformed The Vines a couple of years ago. Originally, the original lead singer, Suzanne Levine, was in the band, but she's not involved anymore. They have a new lead singer. And to avoid confusion with that popular early aughts band, The Vines, they labeled themselves The Vines of Hoboken, but now they're known as The Vines of New York because I believe the primary members reside in the five boroughs now. And after Blue and Gray by the Vines, we heard Enough is Never Enough, lead single off of Rage to Live's 1986 debut album, released on Bar None Records. Right after this, this is a Glenn Morrow, originally a side project that he started while he was in the Individuals. Coming up, we'll play an Individuals song. And then after this, he got involved with Bar None Records for Enough is Never Enough. There's a really great music video as well. And then in 1989, they'd release a second album called Blame the Victims. Enough is Never Enough. Fun song. The video incorporates, I believe, scenes from the movie Rage to Live, which is a movie in the 50s, I believe. It's a cool little video. Check it out. And now we're going to play a song by the Individuals. That's Glenn Morrow's band as well that preceded Rage to Live. So going back in time a little bit, started in the late 80s, going back to the early 80s, Hoboken now. This is my favorite song by them, called My Three Sons. If you're interested in learning more about Hoboken scene in the 1980s, I did a great interview with Glenn Morrow, who is in this band, The Individuals, in Rage to Live, a part owner of Bar None Records, which is based in Hoboken. You can check it out on the Look at My Records podcast. Really in-depth, great interview. So check it out right now. My Three Sons by The Individuals. I'm going to play a super long set because I want to fit as many songs as possible into this 59 minutes of stuff. You're listening to Look at My Records.
Kitchen table. another fire here. This is just like love, she said, to light on to desire. Every time that we fall in love, well, rose petals fall on your bed. Every time that we fall in love, this is just like love, she said.
Jonah has swallowed the whale. Don't stand still. Ask for Jill. what's up? So I heard. Look, let's not beat around the bush. Really? Yeah, I'll hold.
Ask for Jill. 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 Ask for Jill.
Then she called, said, get out here now. But it's so far away. About a perk, no contracts wait. I really oughta stay. She said there's nothing here. Your chats have made that clear. So long, little town. Stayed awake for a week or so. Got all my laundry done. Called again, said I had to go. Come for hours, but I had none. I recognized that voice. You said I had no choice. I'm choking on my words.
Slow boat to Hoboken.
Called you up, told you what she said. I talked and would quit. Hung it up and the doorbell rang. Backed me up and made me split. Could be I'll miss this place. I'm counting every face and kissing fish goodbye.
Slow boat to Hoboken.
She put my mind on a leash tonight. I couldn't break away. Thought I knew what I oughta do. Told me what to say. I guess I've compromised. My ideal circumcised. I've hit the big time now.
Slow boat, slow boat, slow boat, slow boat. Slow boat to Hoboken.
When I think about him, she, it's far away.
You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. Hey, I hope everyone's enjoying this all Maxwell's Hoboken episode. Had a really super long set there with tons of my favorite songs. I hope they became your favorite songs too. Tons of songs in that set kicked it off. I don't know if you even remember hearing this song. It was so long ago. The Individuals, fronted by my friend Glenn Morrow. We heard My Three Sons off of their 1982 album, Fields. And in case you're interested in hearing more from great Hoboken band, The Individuals, one of the very first pioneers of the Hoboken sound, Fields and the subsequent EP, Aqua Marine, were reissued back in 2008 on a one CD set type of thing on Bar None Records. Fields originally released on the Plexus label. After that, we heard Young Woo. Young Woo, a Feelies-related band that is basically all members of the Feelies, but instead of Glenn Mercer as the front man, Dave Weckerman, the percussionist, is the front man. And we heard Waiting for the Thunder, which is a cover of a Winter Hours song. It was a part of a Winter Hours tribute compilation that was released back in 2008. Didn't know about it until I just played that song. Great song. After that, we heard Invitation by the Feelies. We played the version that appears on the 12-inch single that was released in 1992. Really great 12-inch single. Has a B-side of the Velvet Underground's White Light, White Heat. So it's a fun little single. Invitation also appears on the band's 1992 album, Time for a Witness, which was released on A&M Records. It was their last album before they, I guess, disbanded until they reformed in 2008. After that, of course, we got to play some Winter Hours. If I'm going to play a cover of Winter Hours, I need to play an original song as well. We heard Just Like Love by Winter Hours, released on their 1989 self-titled album, released on Chrysalis Records. You may know them for putting out stuff by Blondie, lots of other bands in the 80s. And that record was produced by the one and only Lenny Kaye of Patti Smith Group. After Winter Hours, we heard the DBs, one of my favorite bands of the Hoboken sound, even though they're originally from North Carolina. So they're kind of associated with North Carolina, but integral to the Hoboken sound. If you can hear it right in the jangliness of those guitars. We heard Ask for Jill from their 1982 album Repercussion, which was released on Albion Records. Next, bit of a change up as far as sound, Slow Boat to Hoboken by my friend Otis Ball. Everyone, if you have a chance, you have a couple of free minutes this week, check out my podcast interview with Otis Ball. Really interesting guy, a lot of great Hoboken Maxwell's related stories to tell. You can hear them all on the Look at My Records podcast. But the song we heard was Slow Boat to Hoboken off of his 1990 Bar None Records debut, I'm Gonna Love You Till I Don't. Cone of Silence by Yola Tango up next. Hard to believe that was them, right? They sound so different now. Been a band for over 30 years, but they got their start in Hoboken playing at Maxwell's. Song we heard first track off of their debut, released on Steve Fallon's Coyote Records. Song was called Cone of Silence. Album's called Ride the Tiger. Then we heard another Feelies related band, The Tripes. The song we heard was called Music for Neighbors. This is a band, Dan Francia, thank you for giving me some insider knowledge. This band actually came before the Feelies. Features Dan Francia's dad. Everyone from Brooklyn, if you haven't heard his debut album, it's out this year. He also plays in Gobbin Jr., Monica, lots of other projects. But his dad was in the Tripes. Also Glenn Mercer, Bill Million, Brenda Souter, lots of Feelies, Hoboken, Maxwell's people. And the song was Music for Neighbors. Then we heard Tommy's House by Speed the Plow off of their 2013 album, The Plow and the Stars. Too Many Times by Wake Olu, which is another Glenn Mercer, Hoboken-related band. And it wouldn't be a Maxwell's Hoboken episode if there wasn't a Bongos song in there. We heard Clay Midgets by the Bongos off of Drums Along the Hudson. And I want to get some more songs in, so we're going to start off the next set right now with another Bongos song, Numbers with Wings. I chose this song because you may or may not know the video for this song was nominated for an MTV Video Music Award at either the first or second edition of that award show. How about that? Here it is, Numbers with Wings.
I got a number with wings. the night would fall on everyone. And it's time to ride the star.
You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn, community radio broadcast from the Bushwick section of Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you, so if you'd like to support our mission, you can make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. No donation is too big or too small. And again, We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Again, that is radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter to be in the know about new programming, upcoming RFB events, interviews, ticket giveaways, special offers on RFB swag, and more. Sign right up, radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And if you're listening on the internet, you could also take RFB with you on the go via our Apple and Android apps. You can download them at radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone and radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android for the Android app. Now back to the program. All right, people, we're back. We heard Numbers with Wings by the Bongos off of their EP released in 1983, Numbers with Wings. And then we heard When Night Falls by Glenn Morrow's Cry for Help. Glenn Morrow back making music after a hiatus off of their self-titled 2017 album.
And you can get Glenn Morrow's Cry for Help self-titled debut via Rhyme and Reason Records, available on vinyl, CD, digital download, rhymeandreasonrecords.com. It's a great label, owned and operated by my friends Anne Marie and Emmy, so go check out all their stuff. You also may enjoy the Calopes Musicals record that came out this year. Very good. After Glenn Morrow's Cry for Help, we heard The Cucumbers. Cucumbers were a band made up of husband and wife John Freed and Dina Shosheks. And they were central to the Hoboken scene, and we heard the song called My Boyfriend. And that was off of their debut 1983 self-titled EP. Really fun song. Really captures the Hoboken sound, doesn't it? Sure does. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show, and I saved a really good one for last. Gut Bank. I love this band. This is a band that really stands out in mid-80s Hoboken because they're way darker than a lot of the other stuff you heard in this episode. Very grunge before grunge existed. Really similarities to bands that would come after them, like L7, Babes in Toyland, Nirvana. So this one, this record's a little prescient, I'd say, kind of foreshadowing what was to come in music, even though it came out a little less than a decade before a lot of those bands put out their first records. It was very interesting. And it was all happening in Hoboken, New Jersey. The song we're going to hear is called Behind Bars. It's off of their first and only album, The Dark Ages, which was released on Steve Fallon's Coyote Records label that put out a lot of Hoboken releases in the 80s and strongly associated with Maxwell's. Of course, since Steve also owned Maxwell's. And Gut Bank, great band made up of Karen Cole, who's still active, Elise Janice, and Tia Sprocket. And the three of them would go on to form another band, Sex Pod, right after Gut Bank. And Karen Cole is still active. She put out a great new EP quite recently, and she gigs around Jersey City and New York as well. The new EP is called Hey Kid. Go check it out. I like it a lot. It has the lead single. You guessed it. It's called Hey Kid. But right now, her first band from Hoboken, New Jersey, Gut Bank. Enjoy Behind Bars to wrap up this Hoboken Sound episode. We'll see you next week. You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn.